friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Fan, we're going to get back to the Browns. Don't forget two keys and a lock. And in 1 hour, we will do quick predicts. You tell us the score of the Browns-Ravens game on Sunday and then give us Monday's headline. That's all coming up in the next hour. Plus, we'll already, hopefully we'll hear from Kevin Stefanski in the next hour. And if Quinshon Judkins speaks in the next hour, we'll hear his press conference too. And a guy that's asked Quinshon quite a few questions. He is our man. He is the myth. He is the legend. And of course, he is Tim May, and he is on the Fan Hotline. Hello, Mr. Myth and Legend. How are you,
sir?
I'm doing well, except found out y'all can't play eastbound and down, head on up and trucking anymore.
I know.
A monetizing situation, and I'm kind of bummed out. If I sang it, would that also be
Is he allowed to hum at least? Can he?
I don't know.
Well, can I tell the anecdote about meeting Jerry Reed's lead guitarist? Girlfriend, when we went home with her from the Black Poodle at in Nashville that one night, and
are we going to get fired if you tell the story?
I thought this was the story you can't tell. I thought this was the Tim May After Dark story.
That is, it's the screenplay. That is the essence of the screenplay. That is the climax of the screenplay, as a matter of fact. But the bottom line is, yeah, it's like, so I guess we just have to go on with life like we're all boring. That's okay with me.
Wow. I'm blown. I've never heard Tim May After Dark. Maybe I might.
By the way, you guys do a hell of a job on that pregame show, and then during the games with the Browns and stuff. And so I just want to let y'all know that.
Well, Tim, as a longtime listener of you on the radio as well, when I've heard you, I think you do an excellent job too. Just so you know that.
You read that exactly the way I wrote it.
All right, Tim. I want to talk a little bit about last week, because I got to be honest. I mean, I might be the only person that saw some value to a 70-0 win, but when you're starting quarterback and go out there and go 15 for 15, you can get six tight ends out on the field. Five of them caught passes, and when I'm watching the end of the game and I see three guys that were playing high school football in Division III, Region 9 last year, I don't know. I get excited. Maybe because I like watching the local kids play. Was there any value to the win last week?
Absolutely. Absolutely, there's value. You're coming off a 14-7 win over the number one team in the country. You're now number one. Are you going to play like it? And Ohio State definitely played like it was the number one team in the country against an FCS foe. And obviously, Julian Sayin played only the first half, threw for almost 300 yards, completed his first 16 in a row. You know, that's hard to do just in practice. I mean, matter of fact, it's probably rare in practice to complete your first 16 throws on a day. And it just shows you where they can go with this quarterback. He is so damn accurate. It's crazy. It's kind of like, you know, walking into a bar where the guy brings his own darts. You know, he's serious. This guy brings his own darts and throws them from the ear.
Guys were
open, but he hit them. That's the main thing. And the thing about it is he's really only been wild and not even that. He had a throwaway, I think, against Texas. And then he had a kill-the-clock pass maybe last week. I'm not sure. But, you know, even on his the interception he threw, he was right on the money. He just the Texas guy jumped it. So life can really come at you hard sometimes. But yeah, and then the defense put a stranglehold on them. And obviously, to get a shutout these days against anybody, you got to have a little luck. And when they miss a makeable 36, 37-yard field goal, then luck was on your side. And Grambling never got close after that. And so to sum up what you said, I judge teams as much by how they play in a mismatch as how well they play in a great matchup. And Ohio State took care of business.
Did Bo Jackson make a statement for more playing time, more significant playing time?
Right where I was going to go, Tim. Yeah. He has been drooling on himself all week over Bo Jackson.
Well, Tim, you're with me on this. Like, I think Tim, I think Bo deserves a shot. I mean, you hand him the ball for the first time. He goes in. Grambling. I got it. But it'll be Ohio tomorrow. And I'm not trying to downplay tomorrow's game, but did he build confidence with the offensive staff and with Ryan Day last week?
We will only know when we watch how the game develops tomorrow, because they don't tell you we're going to put him in the 3-man rotation instead of the 2-man rotation they've got right now from the jump. I think he deserves consideration in that regard, for your consideration. A movie.
I saw that movie. It was good. Yeah.
You probably going to get dinged for me saying that out loud.
No.
Money-wise.
Perm at someone's something.
Yeah,
I forgot the fake movie they were doing.
Yeah. Home Perm or something.
Home for Perm, that's what it was. Yes. No one knows what we're talking about unless they saw the movie.
Right, okay. But it's still a hell of a, still part of that genre of movies.
Yes.
That was great.
Yes.
But I digress. Bottom line is, this is what was on Bo Jackson's plate last week. When you're named Bo Jackson, don't go in there and fall down or fumble or get hit the line and go straight down. You follow my drift. He did.
Yeah.
He delivered the goods despite his name. And granted, it was against Grambling State, which had problems. But when you're the leading rusher for whatever reason coming out of a game, you've had a hell of a day. And we all saw him live up to his name and live up to his expectations. I would think that he deserves a little bit more of a consideration based on the fact he appeared to make very few mistakes. But, what we've always talked about, guys, is to get to play at Ohio State at running back, you've also got to show you have no reluctance to step up and pick up blitzes and the like in the pass pro packages. And he did that to a certain extent on a limited basis last week also. So, I would think here's the thing. I would think, number one, it bodes well for him in terms of playing more earlier, but also they're playing a 16-game schedule in their mind, minimum, and they're going to need a third tailback somewhere down the road.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The legend Tim May joining us on the Fan Hotline. All right, so after the 70-0 drubbing over Grambling, we're just throwing our hands up in the air and saying, hey, the offense is in good shape. Nobody panic. Nobody worry. Texas's defense, just one of the best in the country. It was the first game of the season. Is that what we're saying?
Well, yeah. Texas is trying to say the same thing after playing San Jose State. That was too great. We all remember when I was on here for opening week, the word that was going around, and I embraced it, was the word clunky. That game was always going to be clunky, Texas and Ohio State, because they got two damn good, talented defenses that were rebuilding to a certain extent. But you can do a lot of plug and play on defense you can't necessarily do on offense. And we knew Ohio State was going to be conservative, if that's the correct term, careful in terms of play calling for their first time starting quarterback. But I'm not sure anybody envisioned deer in the headlights look from Arch Manning like the Ohio State defense fostered under the direction of Matt Patricia, and so that contributed greatly. But those two teams have a great shot of playing again in January, maybe early maybe December, but I think that more like January, and we'll see where that goes. I'm talking about Texas and Ohio State. So this is college football. Anything can happen on any Saturday. Really can. A proposed blowout can be a nail biter. Just ask Clemson. Just ask Penn State. With Florida International coming to town, and Penn State struggling in the first half last week before getting a big play, which kind of broke it open. But a lot of things can happen. With Ohio State so far, they got a big, huge win to start the year, and they got a win as advertised the next game. So you move on.
There's no way West Virginia thought they were going to go to OU last week and take out L when they booked that game. I mean, you can't tell me that. I can't believe that they would think that. But
no, they thought they were going to go to OU and leave 2-0.
Yes.
But instead, they went to OU and got beat on both sides of the ball. This is a good Ohio University team. They won the MAC last year. They've changed head coaches to Brian Smith, you know, the guy that was there before, Alpon, I think it was his name. But, you know, he went to Charlotte, moved on to Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And they helped give Bill Belichick his first victory at North Carolina last week. But the bottom line is this is a very talented, good Ohio University team that in the last couple of years has had to reload in the transfer portal because, as we talked about on my Tim May show here on my podcast, we just I just did with Bill Bender, you know, the sporting news.
Yes.
You know, the thing about Ohio U, Ohio State kind of picks and chooses who it wants from the transfer portal. Ohio U has to replace its better players almost every year with guys that they've got to pick carefully, you know, because nobody's going for the most part, unless it's a quarterback who just wants playing time or something. It's rare that you go down in the transfer portal. And if you do go down, why did you go down? You know what I mean? So Ohio U has to pick carefully. And I thought defensively they play a great game against West Virginia and Rich Rodriguez's offense there, you know, back at West Virginia where he first made his claim to fame. So this is a good Ohio University team coming in.
All right, just want to make sure, did Brutus take taekwondo or any other self-defense, you know, lessons before this game?
You know, where is it? Ohio U, when they Channel 4, by the way, down here, did a great retrospective on that game.
Oh.
When Brutus ran down, when Rufus, the Ohio Bobcat, ran down Brutus at the start of that game here, 14 years ago?
Yeah.
Rufus ended up being a dropout, and then they brought him back. And he was not even in school, but they made him Rufus anyway. They know what he had in mind. And they did a great follow-up on that, which was really good. But the thing is, they had to hunt all over the place to get a Rufus. At Ohio State, they have a waiting list to be Brutus.
Wow.
Yeah. So clearly that guy's no longer in school. It's a Brutus. It's an et tu Brute, but of what ilk, we're not sure.
Nice. All right, Tim, I've got one more retro piece for you to look up. There's a story sitting in the archives of Channel 10 about Tim Biakabatuka's helmet and how that was mysteriously lost before an Ohio State-Michigan game. We'll talk about that at a later date, my friend.
Life happens. Was that the game where they the guards with the dog stopped them and sniffed every piece of luggage?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. Jay Crawford and I will direct you to the piece that's sitting in Channel 10 at some point.
Hey, let's talk about the Biakabatuka. I've got a little follow-up.
I can't. I'm getting yelled at. We got to go to break. I love you, man. I love
next
you.
Time.
Next
man.
Time. Let's do it next time.
That's a promise.
Tim, you're the greatest. Thank you, Tim.
See you, brother. Talk
soon. Bye-bye. He is Tim.
Hey, friends. It's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.